Thank you. So I think that there are a few things that are going to come into play when it comes to being good stewards of the money that we have at our disposal in the budget. It's going to be one about prioritization. Two, I feel like looking at long-term ramifications of certain decisions that we're going to be making with this money in terms of the number of students who are going to be affected positively or negatively by whatever said decision is going to be. And then my third thing I think that we need to think about is those community relationships and how can we maybe possibly take advantage of different sponsorships from different companies around our community. We have a lot of different people who care. And so thinking about ways that are outside of the box to be able to meet some of those financial needs, I don't think that we should underestimate the commitment that our community has put into making sure that our kids are successful. When I was doing some of my door knocking, talking with people, there were so many people who brought up that bond issue from very different perspectives. And so depending on what their specifics are with their interactions with the school board, whether or not they have kids in the system, it all makes a difference how people feel about what we've done with the money. And so we've got to be able to come together at that table and come to some sort of agreement about how to best impact the students, to best utilize those funds, and to make them be able to do the most when I know that we're working in some areas at a deficit. And so thinking about areas to cut, I've already said before that I feel like we have a lot of community support when it comes to sporting events. And I think that some of that money should go more into funding training for paras and for special education. That's just where I feel like we can use that money the best.